Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the radio program today. It is me, Isachi. We're watching the Mariners with a very nervous and albeit negative Schultzy today.
What's going on? Happy Friday, brother. I'm trying to be positive.
I know you are, but
I'm trying.
I need more out of you, okay? Come on, man.
I can only give you what I've got, brother.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to squeeze everything I can out of you.
I appreciate that.
Somebody asked a great question of you on the fan text line.
I'd love to answer. What's going on?
503-864-6326. We know how much Schultzy wants a hosting gig. He just kicked. I could feel that over here. What are you kicking?
I pounded the table when Cal struck out. I'm sick and tired of Mariner hitters getting ahead in the count. 3-1, 3-2, full count. Oh, and it's an out. Like that, you're not going to win the damn series doing that.
Do you
that.
Remember when Eugenio Suarez just hit a home run?
Yeah, I
want you to think about that.
All right. Gino.
Hey, see, he's smiling.
All right, sorry. So, continue.
Okay, so, great question. We know how bad you want a hosting gig. Okay,
yeah.
You wanted Patrick's gig. You didn't get it.
No.
Buck's gone. Now you want to be our producer.
Yeah.
This person asks, would you rather, this is for Schultzy specifically, would you rather have the Mariners win this World Series this year?
I think I know what's coming.
Or get a host job like Roppin Souk somewhere. You can only choose one. What are you picking?
So it says like Roppin Souk somewhere, so that wouldn't be in Portland, right?
That's well, it could be.
If it's, man, damn.
Just listen, you're going to get a hosting gig. Or the Mariners are going to win this World Series, what do you choose? Now, keep in mind, if the Mariners don't win this World Series, they could always win one in the next couple of years or down the road. And if you don't get a hosting gig, you could always get one in the next couple of years or down the road.
Man, that's like asking...
Look, it's a great question.
Yeah, no kidding.
I wouldn't bring it up if it weren't.
It's like asking a drinker, do you prefer beer or like a Manhattan? It just, it's different. Oh,
well,
man.
The answer is a Manhattan.
But,
All right, here we go. What does Schultzy choose?
I've been working so hard to be a host. I'd probably take that.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I will say, though, that there's probably been an equal amount of tears shed over my career and the Mariners as well.
So, yeah.
Okay. It's tough.
Yeah, well, you're a crier. We know that.
It's a tough question. Well, I'm passionate, man. I've been in this biz a while, and I know what I've wanted. But, I love it. I love it. I'm here. So it doesn't matter. It's fine.
Okay. I think that's the right play. I mean, I feel like your career... You know, that's good. You'd get what you wanted, be happy. The wife would be happy. And then, you know, who knows? The Mariners may sign Shohei Ohtani and then win five in a row.
Yeah, why not?
You know what I mean?
No, no, it could happen. Yeah, it's not like, oh, it would never happen any other year. Because if that,
exactly.
See, if you put that caveat
exactly.
on there,
oh,
I'd
right.
be like, ooh, that's...
Okay, so that's the caveat.
If there is that caveat...
You take the World Series. You need that in your life.
My soul needs to see them win.
The lovable little Mariners gremlin.
God.
Watching you is giving me anxiety.
They're so good. But they're just not right now.
Hey, I have a question about Cal Raleigh. You know, so Raleigh just struck out, but he doubled in the first inning. And I just think he's amazing because the season that that guy had, obviously he's not going to win the MVP. Well, I shouldn't say obviously he's not going to win the MVP. He could win the MVP, but I think it's going to be Aaron Judge.
Yeah, especially if the Mariners get knocked out in the playoffs. If they win a World Series, I know voters say they don't take the postseason into account.
Well, no, the votes have to be in before even the playoffs.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, okay. And this is what I was going to ask is, so I'm watching Cal Raleigh, and he's getting banged up back there, and he's limping around. I mean, he's a catcher. I mean, for those that played baseball, you know how banged up the catcher gets, and that guy is constantly in the lineup. He's constantly behind the plate. He's excellent behind the plate. He's an excellent hitter. The Mariners are here. The Yankees are sitting at home. Shouldn't the MVP voting include the playoffs? Don't you think it should?
Well, it's that age-old question because you have, like, a playoffs MVP or series MVPs. The traditional MVP is supposed to be available for a player on any of the 30 teams to win because it is theoretically a regular season award, right? So it's that, you know, hey, we've got this second award status. It's the reason we don't count postseason statistics, Rop, on everybody's regular season stats, which I find that to be bullshit. I wish you would.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. Like, regular season, it's only for the regular season. Yeah. And then you also have a World Series.
There'd be too many arguments amongst nerds.
Yeah. Well, they were showing a stat that said that Cal Raleigh has the second highest OPS in any single playoffs for a catcher, only second to Gary Carter. I don't know what year it was, but I mean, this guy's special, Cal Raleigh.
He's one of a kind, man. I mean,
and he looks like a Salem cop.
Better than Mickey Mantle, at least this year. Better than any catcher in the history of MLB. He didn't make the finalist list for Gold Glove Award. Gold Glove Award winners this year. That was stupid.
Raleigh didn't.
Yeah, that was weird.
Conspiracy theory.
Defending Platinum Glove Award winner, but no, I don't know.
Probably the stupid Yankees. Why is there no talk of the Yankees wasting Aaron Judge? No one ever talks about that.
Well, it's actually, to be fair,
is it because they're good and we feel like they're close, so we lay off them?
Well, and I don't think we so much lay off the Yankees. I actually think Aaron Judge himself gets the crap. Like last World Series, when the Hot Corner was still on this wonderful station, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan
Rest
Sports Network.
Rest in peace, Hot Corner.
Absolutely. Great show. I produced it for Patrick and Joe. We were talking about the lack of
Don't forget Lynch.
And, well, of course.
It was Patrick and Lynch at the beginning.
It started off as Patrick and Lynch. The great Mike Lynch.
And
how
let's
can
not,
I forget him?
Now, to make it about me, let's not forget the original baseball show on The Fan, and that was Baseball Today with myself and Jason Zweiger.
Oh, that's throwing it back, sir.
Yeah, dude. 2001? 2002?
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying? You forgot, didn't you?
He threw me off track a little bit. Aaron Judge was getting a lot of crap from the national media because he wasn't performing in the World Series, and I went off on one saying, like, hey, I hate that these players that don't perform in the postseason just kind of get forgotten about. We laud their regular season, you know, accomplishments, and it's just kind of like a whisper. Oh, well, they don't really do well in the playoffs. Then when they get there again, you remember. So, but there's really nothing to argue about. It's just, it is what it is. They don't suffer consequences for playing badly in the postseason, right?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like there's
you got,
no they don't
you got me there.
They don't lose cash.
Yeah.
They don't,
you know,
there's no incentive.
Well, listen. Yeah. I mean, Aaron Judge is weird to me because dude, that guy is historically good. Okay? And I know Suk would argue with me about this, but he's not here so he can't. The dude won the batting title by 20 points. Okay?
Yeah.
He leads baseball or led baseball this year in OPS and slugging percentage. And oh, by the way, we're talking about all these home runs Cal Raleigh hit. Aaron Judge hit 53 himself. He's amazing. Only three players have ever hit 50 or more home runs and won the batting title. That's Mickey Mantle, Jimmy Fox, and Aaron Judge. By the way, side note, can you name the last Yankee to win a batting title?
Jeets or Bernie Williams? I don't know.
Bernie Williams.
1998,
although there is a COVID batting title in the Yankees.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Well,
was that DJ LeMahieu?
LeMahieu.
I'm a baseball.
Good call.
Thanks, man. I'm a baseball guy.
Look at you. Yeah, LeMahieu won the COVID year, and I think it does count.
60 games. Dude, Kyle Lewis.
Is that
won,
all they played?
Yeah, Kyle Lewis won the Rookie of the Year for the Seattle Mariners. No, it doesn't count.
You convinced me. It doesn't count.
It doesn't
But my point is it possible that Aaron Judge is underrated? Because... or we just take him for granted, but of the, like, you think about, the most famous athletes in the U.S., he's not, nobody talks about him. Like, when Jeter was with the Yankees, he was like, he was the king, right? Maybe yeah. It's because he's so handsome.
He was the captain.
So we're going to lose Schulte here. Yeah, okay, so I just... So the bases are loaded.
What is it? Top four. Ah, the same time as the last two games that it started to fall apart. The same exact time.
Yeah, bases are loaded. Jeez. Here. Okay, we got a double, an intentional walk, and now a walk. So Miller's still out there. Mariners are leading 1-0, but it's danger zone time as Dalton Varsho has come to the plate.
But I think you leave Miller out there. I don't think you go to Spire. Yeah, I don't think you go to the bullpen yet.
He can get a double play here.
He can, and frankly,
at worst,
just, infield in.
I think he play for it. You play for two, right?
You play for two, but you also play for the. This is
the
playoff baseball.
Out?
Yeah, you play for that run going home and try to get them out. Okay. I don't care about two outs. I care about that run.
All right,
damn.
God,
dude,
Why are you yelling at me?
Sorry, I'm nervous, man.
Well, anyway, I think it's Aaron Judge is a very strange U.S. athlete. To me, because if you think about all the really popular players, I don't think he's top five. And I wonder why, because usually when the Yankees have a historic player like this, he'd be number one. I mean, if you think about the most famous athletes in the U.S., you got Shohei Ohtani, you've got Patrick Mahomes, you got Steph Curry, you got LeBron, and maybe like you could probably toss in Caitlin Clark. I don't think anybody brings up Judge if you ask the average sports fan top five most famous U.S. athletes. I just think that's wild. He's kind of a meh for a lot of people, and the guy is absolutely historic. It's really weird. And we don't talk, because maybe we're just tired of talking about the Yankees, but there's no talk of the Yankees wasting him. This guy is unbelievable, and they are doing nothing with him. I mean, they're getting the playoffs, but... You know, they should be better. I mean, the Angels wasted Ohtani and Trout for years, and everybody was constantly talking about that, it seemed. Nobody ever talks about the Yankees wasting Aaron Judge. Or like the Cowboys wasting Dak Prescott. That guy's playing great. They're wasting him. Anyway, I wanted to talk about that here on the sports show. Oh, man, this is getting good. All right, 1-2 on Varsho. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I've got a couple of NFL notes, including bizarro Jonathan Gannon. You know, if you didn't hear our show, I don't think it was yesterday. I think it was the day before. I said Jonathan Gannon at plus 3,000 to be the next NFL coach fired is great value. Plus 3,000. Now, that may have changed. There we go. Got him. Struck him out. That a baby. All right. One out. Bases loaded. Still up 1-0. And that, those, you know, the odds on him may have come down by now. I don't know. I haven't checked it today. But Jonathan Gannon is a weirdo. He just got in trouble for, like, yelling at and shoving one of his players. He lost that Tennessee game. I don't think I've ever seen a team blow a game worse to a worse team than that. So why he was plus 3,000 in the next NFL coach fired odds, I have no idea. He may be gone. He had a bizarre press conference the other day, and we're going to play a little bit of that for you as well as we get some NFL notes coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, that new Febreze ad, that new Febreze jingle, that thing slaps. La, 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 la. Yeah, man. So the Mariners got out of it. Clement was at the plate after the Varsho strikeout. Bases loaded. And he nubs one right in front of the plate. Like, I mean, dropped it straight into the dirt. And Raleigh went and got it, stepped on home plate, threw to first, boom, double play, baby.
That was some defense, man.
How about that?
Yeah, good, honestly, good around, or good all around. Good job by Dan Wilson leaving Price in. Great defense, man. Oh, come on. Oh, I like the little,
And all that right there is Schultzy watching the Mariners in a nutshell. Okay, right there.
One out.
So 1-0 Mariners. They're in the bottom of the fourth. Okay, you mentioned real quick. We're kind of weaving in and out of hot football talk in the Mariners today. It's kind of one of those days. But you mentioned during the break. You said back up the Brinks trip for Josh Naylor, dude. I could not agree more. That guy is really good at everything. He is excellent.
Hated the decision last night to get thrown out of third with two outs, but I think you got to be aggressive in that situation. I know that, like, that was the only point when they got it to 5-2 on that RBI single. I think it was by either Polanco or, no, that was when Gino hit it. And, yeah, you want to get a rally going, but you're also, man, you've been feeling it the last two games, and everything else he's been doing has been amazing. So, yeah, pay that man. Now, yeah, don't test the Alonzo waters in free agency. Just pay Josh Naylor.
Yeah, he's good. He really is good. I like that guy. All right, to the NFL, where we don't have a great weekend. We got the Rams and Jags in London. They're playing at Wembley. I was reading where the Rams are only getting there like 24 hours.
That's kind of dumb.
Before the game.
You got to get acclimated, man, especially from the West Coast. That's kind of odd.
Yeah, that is odd, isn't it?
Yeah, because the Jaguars are, I mean, they're kind of considered like Europe's team, right?
Yeah, because they've been over there a bunch.
Yeah, because they're the closest travel-wise. I think it's like just under 6 hours or whatever it is from Jacksonville. But yeah, with an added, 4 or 5 hours across the rest of the country, man, that's shocking to me. Those guys, the Rams are my team. And I will say that my dad and I have not been in agreement with everything McVay's been doing. They live good this season at times, but God, man, just, you know, that was on me. Like, are we going to hear if they lose this game? Well, you know, the travel decision, that was on me, guys. You know, like, I don't
want to. Well, you kind of have a decent, Sean McVay impression.
That was on me, guys. I wish
He's
I were
a little goober, isn't he?
I wish I were as handsome as him and made as much money as him. But other than that, yes, he is a goober.
Yeah, he doesn't really explain why. He just said, we'll be traveling to London tonight. We'll get there tomorrow morning, have a walkthrough, and then let guys be able to relax and get some rest. Then we'll be ready to kick off at 2:30 London time. Guys are excited. I mean, he didn't really explain why they... I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, just the non-answer, yeah.
Right. I would imagine... Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing there is a better way to, you know, plan your travel to get over there. And I'm sure some team... I mean, I don't know.
From what I've read, usually teams try to get over there Thursday, Friday. Sunday morning game, So that's, you know, what, early Sunday art time. So, yeah, they're cutting a lot of hours short and kind of cutting it close trying to get acclimated.
Yeah,
it?
I don't know.
Man.
You would think that the Rams would know, what am I trying to say? If there were a way that is best practice, it would be, they could find it.
Yeah.
You know, without having to go through the trial and error. But that seems a little puzzling. So, bet on the Rams at your own risk. I don't know. Rams, Jags. And, you know, the Jags bring me no joy. I can't stand watching Trevor Lawrence and those guys. And I'm still bitter over the Chiefs blowing that game to them Monday night. Lost a bunch of money on that. But we got that one. We've got Chiefs, Raiders, who cares? Saints, Bears, who cares? How about this? You want to see a game that will set football back 50 years? I give you Dolphins at Browns, Tua versus Dylan Gabriel, a 94% chance of rain, and winds steady at 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 60 miles per hour. I give you that football game. The over-under was over 40. It is now like 37. Dude.
It's a good thing fantasy exists because it's the only reason. Like, any of those receivers getting anything? No? Okay, never mind.
That's going to be bad. Although I will say, I'm rooting for Dylan Gabriel.
It doesn't look good for him.
I mean, he looks fine.
Yeah.
But he looks about what we thought. Like, he's just not, I don't know, he can, he all right. Good decisions. I mean, they're 1-5. Like, we talked about this with Flacco. The Browns are never going to have a good quarterback. It just, if Deshaun Watson wasn't good when he went there, I mean, like, that's still one of the most inexplicable things in sports. How did Deshaun Watson all of a sudden suck?
Because
he was really good in Houston.
I would say a lot of the off-the-field problems.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, it was...
It's true.
What did Antonio Pierce, we found out after he got fired as coach of the Raiders, that he was involved in, like, a lawsuit while he was the head coach. So he's devoting his mental time, you know, to trying to figure that out on this personal stuff. I'm just saying, man, when you don't have the ability to focus 110% on football like that, rightfully so, he's an a-hole. Like, don't hang out with people like that. Don't support people like that. But there's many reasons, I think, why his focus was probably taken off the field.
Yeah, that, and he played for the Browns.
And, they had Nick Chubb. I mean, I think they had Jonnu Smith at one point with him a couple of years ago. They had Nick Chubb. Like, they had some weapons, but did they ever have an offensive line? No.
Not really.
Yeah.
And Stefanski's an offensive guy, too.
I know.
It's just so weird to see Joe Flacco, you know, go to Cincinnati and just tear it up. Throws 47 times. They ran a read option, for heaven's sakes. I mean.
Ever thought you'd see that,
man? That was awesome.
I know.
So anyway, Dylan Gabriel, rooting for him, but that is a, like, if there's one team you don't want to go to as a rookie quarterback, it's the Browns. So maybe they're doing Shedeur Sanders a favor by not throwing him out there. But I don't think Gabriel, at least so far from what I've seen from him, I don't think he looks awful. He's just not, he's not a star. He's not going to be a star. And he's certainly not going to, he's not set up for success in Cleveland. So we've got, what else we have? We have Eagles, Vikings. I don't know what to make of the Eagles. I kind of don't know what to make of the Vikings. That's weird. Carson Wentz is starting.
Oh, yeah. So JJ's not back. I heard he might be back.
Yeah, I think he's close.
Okay.
But they're starting Wentz.
All right.
The Carson Wentz revenge game. We've got Panthers, Jets. My God. Giants, Broncos. Now, here's a good one. Colts, Chargers. That's a good game. Because as much as I keep waiting for the Colts to come back down to earth, they're kind of not. And the Chargers are a little banged up. That is a good football game. Chargers in L.A. hosting the Colts. We've got Commanders, Cowboys. I would expect Dallas to bounce back there. I don't love what I'm seeing from the Commanders. And then Monday night, Bucks, Lions. But, you know, I don't know. Baker is missing his top four targets. Or his top three targets. And Bucky Irving. So they're banged up. Lions probably get right there. And then our Seahawks taking on your Texans on Monday night as well.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Not the best week in the NFL.
Probably not.
Niners taking on... Niners, he's lamenting a single by Barger to lead off the fifth. I do believe that three of the... I'm also hosting a radio program, so I'm not sure about this. But I do believe in three of the five innings, Toronto has gotten their leadoff man on base. Am I wrong about that?
I think you're right. And that's been happening.
And they have not scored.
And games one and two, they were getting leadoff guys on as well. There were actually a lot of jams that pitchers had to get out of. So
okay, so they're warming up Matt Brash,
which...
Who's also going mustache. He's going... So the mustache is... You know, Dan Wilson's mustache is sensational. Oh, they're taking him out.
Wow. I'm kind of shocked at that. I don't know if I like that decision, man. I like the way Miller's been throwing tonight. Only 56 pitches in. Aggressive with the bullpen, yes, but I like Brash there. Well, who's...
Brash is coming in. And so Miller leaves with the mustache. His is a little, I don't know, it's not the strongest mustache. Now Brash is coming in with the new mustache. So it's you know.
I mean, it's an opportunity for a fresh bullpen arm, well, for another mustache, to go against the bottom of the lineup here. I think that's what Dan Wilson is trying to go at here.
I'm surprised Mariner fans haven't taken the Dan Wilson mustache and kind of run with it.
Oh, it's been run with.
Like a fake mustache.
Oh, no.
People wearing mustaches.
People are wearing
good.
All around T-Mobile Park, there was even a fake mustache placed on the famous Dave Niehaus statue out in center field. So it's all over the place.
I tell you what, Dan Wilson looks pretty solid with a stash.
Yeah, yeah. He looks not like just curmudgy old dad, but
yeah,
like...
he looks like he should be taken seriously.
Yeah, trusted old man that you want to hear something from. Yeah.
Wise old sage.
Like, what does he have to say about this?
So I've got one piece of audio to play for you before we move on here, and it's Jonathan Gannon, who is the Cardinals coach. This is so bizarre. The guy is a grade-A red ass, and he was in a press conference yesterday because they've got a ton of injuries, and this is how it ended.
Coach, how early in your career did you have to start trying to figure out how to take the emotion out of coaching as far as When you have all these injuries and you have all these different pieces, when's the first time that you can recall it?
2007, when our quarterback went to jail.
And then he gets up and walks out. What is up with this guy? Dude, I'm telling you, he's not long for that job.
Social cues, man. Social cues.
God, weird.
Did he not think about how that would land?
No.
Obviously not.
He doesn't care. If you didn't hear, it was the question was, well, here, I'll play it again for you. Listen closely.
Coach, how early in your career did you have to start trying to figure out how to take the emotion out of coaching as far as when you have all these injuries and you have all these different pieces? When's the first time that you can recall it?
2007, when our quarterback went to jail.
So the question, it was just, when was the first time you had to realize that, like, bad things were going to happen and you had to take the emotion out of coach. Anyway, he's talking about Mike Vick. He was on Atlanta staff when Vick went to jail. I should ask Joey about him. Jonathan Gannon. I wonder if he has Jonathan Gannon stories. Anyway, Gannon, so weird. Real quick, I'm going to look up the do this for you real quick here. So the next coach fired odds, which I always love. We spend an inordinate amount of time talking about it here for some reason. It's been Mike McDaniel most of the year. He is still the favorite. Yeah, Gannon, well, he's still at 3,000. Pretty crazy.
It's a good ticket.
That is a good ticket. Yeah, McDaniel is still the favorite to get fired next, and he might. Although Aaron Glenn, sneaky too. 0-6.
I think Aaron Glenn's gone. I mean, he's lost the team already.
But it's his first season.
But you can just tell. You can tell it. He's in over his head, man. So we're going to give him another year, and it's going to be, what, next year it's going to be 2-15 again. Then the Jets will be like, okay, uncle, we need to make another hire. Hey, it doesn't matter if they fire him this year or next?
Well, it doesn't, but I do think that there is, you know, especially because he's African-American, if you have, you know... you got to give him at least the season. Like, that is not going to play well if the black coach gets fired mid-season of his first year. There's already a narrative out there about black coaches get fired way faster than white coaches if they have bad seasons. So there's that whole thing out there. I'm not sure the Jets even care about that, but I don't know. I would imagine
it's a valid point.
Glenn gets the year, but yes, they are terrible. He is objectively, like, it's weird. He just has no. The team just looks bad in every phase.
I mean,
like, he's just not even coaching them.
Didn't Frank Reich get canned after a year in Carolina?
Like, yes, a lot of coaches have gotten canned after a year. Like, what I'm saying, he is in his, you're saying, we're talking about next coach fire.
Yeah.
So that means during the season. There's going to be another one during the season. You know there is. So I just don't think they'll fire him during the season. I bet you he only gets 1 year with the Jets. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe place that wager. I'm telling you, my money's going on Jonathan Gannon plus 3,000. I think he's the next coach out of there in the NFL. Because I feel like McDaniel is good enough offensively to maybe pull out a couple wins and keep his job. All right, we got to go. A little hot NFL talk for you. In the news is coming up next. There is a gold scam sweeping Oregon, and the Portland Fire have their coach. Here's Schultzy.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
First on The Fan, the Seattle Mariners trying to bounce back in Game 5 of the ALCS against the Toronto Blue Jays. The series, of course, tied at 2 games apiece. Right now, up at T-Mobile Park, top of the 5th, 2 outs, and it looks like Dan Wilson has gone to the bullpen. Gave up an opening base hit to, I think it was Barger, at the top of the inning. Immediately pulled for Matt Brash. He has now gotten 2 outs, but of course the runner there has moved up to second. So we'll see if he can get Springer out for the final punch out of the inning. It looks like Brian Wu in the bullpen right now. We'll see when we see Brian Wu tonight. Manager Dan Wilson did say he would be available out of the pen. Once again, Mariners lead at 1-0 right now in the 5th against the Blue Jays. Over to the NLCS, the Dodgers looking to punch their ticket to the World Series, trying to sweep the Milwaukee Brewers for Game 4 in Los Angeles. It's Quintana versus Ohtani on the bump. That's a 5:38 first pitch on True TV, TBS, and HBO Max. And unfortunately, it looks like a tie. Tie ball game. RBI double, George Springer. And, Springer's on second.
You know what I say, Schultzy? Springer. F that guy.
I hate all of them, Bob. But now, game tied. One apiece. Dang. All right.
Series is over.
It's not over yet, but that hurts. All right, 8th-ranked Duckies heading across the country to take on Rutgers this weekend. It's a get-right game for them. Oregon, a 17.5-point favorite. Coverage gets going at 9 a.m. here on the Fan Sports Network with Sports Saturday with Rashad and Joe. Then you got Ducks Game Day with Dirt and Anthony Newman live from Grand Central at 11 until Jerry and Jorgie take over with pregame at 1:30. Kickoff is set for 3:30 on Big Ten Network. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Schultzy from the George McCoy Warren Allen Sports Desk. Heard missing work, insurance companies acting like jerks. Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
The home of Dirt and Spray. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. The Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Yeah, I was just watching an ad today with Ken and Donnie, the Advocates, television ad, and they just are so damn trustworthy. You just see their faces and go, you know what? They are going to fight for me. I can see it in their eyes. And we can vouch for them, Suk and I. We know Ken and Donnie at the Advocates, and we'd like you to make them your personal injury attorney should you be injured in an accident or in a fight or however you get injured. You need their slogan is, you need more than a lawyer, you deserve an advocate. And that is true, because when you get injured, the insurance companies are going to try to, they have all kinds of tactics that they are going to try to corkscrew you into a bad deal. They're going to try to get it over with quickly. There's a lot of things that they do that you don't really know they're doing, and you are going to cost yourself money, or could cost yourself money. And that's where Ken and Donnie come in. They're very trustworthy. They're our friends. They're at advocateslaw.com. And the thing about them is, if you get injured, just calling and consulting them is absolutely free. They've got a team of attorneys that can tell you if they can help you or not. And then even if they take your case, they'll guide you through. There's some peace of mind and you not having to worry about all the steps you have to take. You got a job, you got things to do, you got to go to PT for your injury, you got rehab, whatever it is, you can do that. They'll handle the money side of it and the case side of it. And they don't get paid until you win. So put them in your phone. If you need them, you can call Ken and Donnie, okay? If you have been injured, you need more than a lawyer. You deserve an advocate. Go to advocateslaw.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we get to the news, man, big moment there. Brash just struck out Vladdy with two men on in the fourth to end the inning.
That was ballsy. I was telling you in the break, I would have walked him. There was no runner, or there was no one open, no base open, excuse me, runners on first and second, but screw it, just walk the
bases.
Well,
third base was open.
Yeah, the double plays already, like, possible, but it's two outs,
hey,
so
listen,
it doesn't
dude,
matter.
I feel what you're saying, like, you know, Vladdy's there. He's the one guy in their lineup. Runners at first and second with two out. It's not the craziest idea to put him on, but they pitched to him and they struck him out.
Brash has some balls of steel. That was, like you said, well, if they win this game, that's a moment.
You know what? That is a moment right there. And you know what they also avoided was serious questions around Dan Wilson pulling Bryce Miller right there.
Yeah,
because if Brash, so they tied it. So it's already looking like a mistake.
Yeah.
But then if Vladdy comes up and does something off of Brash there and takes the lead in the game, I think there's a lot of questions about why Dan Wilson pulled Bryce Miller.
And that hit, it was just a little blooper. It wasn't a good part of the bat. Like it was just, I'd say it was a pitcher's pitch that, you know, managed to dump into the outfield.
We got a tie game, boys. Tie game, 1-1. We are headed to the bottom of the fourth in Seattle. It is October 17, 2025. Time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you. It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Please be seated and all rise. Today is Mulligan Day. I'm a purist. I don't take mulligans out there.
No?
Nope. Well, I mean, I do if it's just a fun round, you know?
I got you.
But if I'm playing for money or, like, in a tournament, you can't.
You're serious, okay.
Well, yeah, you can't take mulligans. There's no do-overs.
So there's, like, no tournament rules around here, like, where everybody gets one mulligan or something?
No.
I don't know if that's a thing still.
Yeah, you know, you get in those hit and giggles, like those four-man scrambles for charity and stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy mulligans. Like, none of that matters. Like, it's a whatever.
Okay, yeah, I like
I'm
that.
Just talking about, like, you know, you and I are out there playing for some good scratch. I'm not expecting a mulligan if I knock it out of bounds. Come on, man. Put it down the middle.
Well, I can't, so I would need some.
Hey, that said, I would maybe give you a mulligan if I'm playing you for money and I'm kicking your ass. I'm like, I just hit it.
Yeah, Schulte, you deserve. I've gotten a lot of crap for my golf game from Dirt, too, so understandable.
What? Have you guys golfed together?
No, but at the last Fan Golf Classic, I tried to take a celebrity shot. It went terribly, and I think Dirt made a comment like, Schulte, nobody expects you. Get off the tee. Like, nobody expects you to
shamed
do this.
Shamed off the tee, huh?
Yes. Wow. It was ugly. It was ugly. I rightfully so.
It is also National Pasta Day.
Ooh.
I love pasta, but got to be careful with the pasta.
You know, Dom Canzone is at the plate right now.
Yeah.
And I would love on National Pasta Day for him to go.
Yeah, here. There you go.
He wears a shirt. It's a manja with the Mariners colors on it. So,
Dom Canzone. What a great name.
I know, right?
Dominic.
Sounds like Calzone.
Well, the Portland Fire have their coach. His name is Alex Sarema.
Oh, you mean the guy that was in that post that was deleted?
Yeah, that's who they ended up hiring.
Ah, yeah. Shocking.
Well, he's an assistant for the Cavs, I think.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading about him. And look, I don't know if he's going to be any good as a head coach, but he's an interesting fella. He's 30 years old. He's never coached in the WNBA, and he's from overseas, I think England. But he is a globally... I'm just going to read you what they write about him. He is a globally respected innovator in basketball coaching. He is one of the leading voices in modern player development, known for blending creativity, performance science, and a deep understanding of how athletes learn and adapt. Yeah, I was just reading about him today. It's kind of interesting. They said his philosophy is built around long-term health and well-being of athletes, helping players extend their careers, reduce injury risk, and continue to thrive even after their playing days are over. He draws from the constraints-led approach, CLA, which some of you may be familiar with. I am not. But it's a methodology that emphasizes flexibility, decision-making, and game-representative learning. Principles that will define the Fire's identity as a modern, athlete-centered organization. Kind of interesting. Basically, what that means is there's a lot of words there. I think it's his practice approach, the way he goes about teaching what he wants from his players is quite innovative, and he has been lauded for it in the ways he gets players to approach practice and how he teaches each phase of the game. That's about all I know about it. It's kind of hard to understand. It'd be kind of cool to see, you know, behind the scenes at one of his practices, but I guess he's like really well respected for it, and he's now going to be the coach of your WNBA team. His name's Alex Sorama, and he's 30 years old. He's younger than you and I, which is nuts.
Makes me feel a little unaccomplished, honestly.
Read up about him. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I will.
What he thinks. He's a smart guy.
Well, I love stories like that, too, because it sounds like he's come a long way for this opportunity. And that's just fascinating. People all around the world like that come to America and, we need more of that here. We don't just need old white guys, you know, getting jobs.
Like, Bob Knight. What do you think Bob Knight would think of Alex Sorama?
Probably want to choke him. That guy's so angry for just no damn reason.
God, no kidding.
Like,
why was he so angry?
Childhood? A lot of people from that generation probably didn't have a very happy household because their parents dealt with the end of the Great Depression and then World War II. A lot of loss, a lot of rationing, a lot of unhappiness.
A lot of anger.
Plus, nobody cared about mental health then. So.
All right, there's a gold scam sweeping Oregon. We will get to that coming up next. This is In the News on 105.1 The Fan.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Souk on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. This is the Fan's Window into Sports, a view into today's top stories, brought to you by Window Nation, online at windownation.com.
Quick throw, Higgins inside the 10, Higgins in the end zone, and a Cincinnati lead.
Yeah, Joe Flacco threw 47 times last night, threw 23 targets to Chase. He ran a zone read option. I mean, is there anything this man can't do besides shave his face? Like, that? How bad is that beard? That's a bad beard, dude.
Hey, still got his fastball.
Yeah, he does. He looks great.
But the beard.
Ugh.
What, do you want him to shave it?
Well, I think he just needs to either let it trim it up on, you know, like clean it up and then let it go, or just shave it all together. But that was not a good look. Anyway, Window Nation, replace your old and drafty windows. The more you buy, the more you save. Between 30 and 50% off until Halloween. WindowNation.com or 866-90NATION. We are in the middle of In the News, October 17, 2025. Thank you for being with us. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Quick sports update. Miami. Remember them? All 5-0 and... you know, good at football and stuff. They are losing 14-7 to Louisville tonight.
Ooh.
Still only the first half, but good little first quarter by Louisville. They were up 14-0, and they just picked Carson Beck off. Mariners, Jays, great little ball game we've settled into.
It's a good one.
Headed to the, what, fifth?
Top of the sixth. Yeah. Cal Raleigh just flying out with Leo Rivas on first after taking a walk.
Loser.
Yeah, no.
Ah!
No traffic across the plate in that inning for the Mariners.
All right.
But yeah, 1-1.
Series couldn't be any tighter. Police in Oregon say that yet another resident has fallen victim to a nationwide gold bar and coin scam.
I don't know.
This time losing approximately $284,000.
Whoa, that's worse than an oh no.
Yeah, there's a special place in hell for these types of people who take these old people's money. Like, it's all they have. I mean, it's their life savings.
Yeah.
And they dupe them. Here's what happened. The case marks at least the fourth victim that Oregon authorities have publicized since the summer. 81-year-old woman reported that she had lost 284 G's after a scammer claiming to be an FBI agent tricked her into using her savings to buy gold. She then delivered the gold to the scammers for safekeeping on September 6th. Less than 2 weeks later, the man posing as an FBI agent asked the woman to buy an additional $278,000 in gold and hand the coins over to him. But as the woman attempted to buy coins from JS Coins, the proprietor told her he thought she was being targeted by scammers and that she should call police.
Good for them. That is smart. There seem to be more and more cashiers that are starting to notice like this kind of like buying a card, you know, thing. Or
they got the leadoff guy on again.
Leadoff guy.
God. Oh, they put Brian Wu in. Hey, yep. Listen, I don't love this, okay? I know he's been your best pitcher this year.
This is tough, though.
But, yeah, like, he's rusty. He hasn't pitched in a long time. He's been hurt.
God.
And he gave up a leadoff double.
Kirk.
I mean, they're setting him up to be a hero, but also this could also be a what are you doing type of moment here. I'm worried about this one. Don't like that. Both police and the FBI began to investigate and prevented the woman from handing over more cash. Thank God. In other news, the FBI was able to stop a fifth potential victim, who was an elderly Eugene woman, as she was trying to deliver $800,000 in gold to scammers late last month.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
God, it is disgusting.
Yeah, they're awful.
In July, the Oregon Department of Justice warned the state's residents about this devastating fraud, saying that a woman in her 60s lost most of her life savings, which was $600,000. After scammers posing as federal agents told her she should convert her cash to gold and hand them over to them for safekeeping. They then tried to siphon an additional $300,000 in gold from the woman, but police intervened when the woman's sister called the state agency's consumer protection hotline.
Man, these scams, Rob, have gone from hundreds to thousands to now. I mean, we are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars. What you just named, the three or four cases, are almost $2 million.
So I know there's probably not a lot of super olds listening to us, but look, this would be good to disseminate to your parents. What they're saying is an easy way when the old person is presented with these people on the phone, somehow they get their phone number or email or whatever.
Yeah.
What they want you to do is you have to verify that anyone contacting you who claims to be from a bank or the government or a legitimate agency, you have to verify who they are. And the easy way to do that is simply say, give me your contact info. Where are you from again? FBI, give me your contact info. And then cross-check the contact info. Is it really the FBI? I mean, they're not going to be from the FBI.
Yeah, but call the actual, there's an
yeah,
easy
go
way to
look
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, call the FBI, say, hey,
that's
an agent named such and such.
Right, and tell your olds that, or just know that to help protect your olds, because this makes me sick people do this.
Frankly, anytime you get a question about gold or exchanging of money, I do feel like olds now should be reaching out to somebody, whether it be, you know,
but they're not going, see, this is the problem. The problem is they're not going to. So we have to help protect them, and we have to teach the olds, hey, come on, man. They call you, they email you, tell me about it, or you got to verify them. Anyway, they've caught a couple of these bros. One of them was in Kansas City, apparently. Yeah, I guess the scammer had arranged for one of these women to drop off gold at the Dairy Queen in Toledo, Oregon.
The Dairy Queen? Why the Dairy Queen? You don't think that... I mean, that just sounds like a drug deal, Rob. Like, hey, meet me at the Plaid Pantry, sir. Like, I'll take your $250,000 in precious metals.
Instead, law enforcement sent in a decoy. The man, whom the FBI believes was supposed to pick up the coins, became spooked, left in an Uber. Law enforcement stopped the car and arrested 20-year-old guy from San Bernardino, California, charged with criminal conspiracy to commit aggravated first-degree theft and attempted aggravated first-degree theft.
I'm surprised.
20-year-old kid.
Well, are you not charged too? I thought that. Yeah, it's theft. Obviously, scamming is illegal, but in that saying you are an FBI agent is also
that's
a federal offense as well, right? Because you can't represent that you are law enforcement.
That's right. The guy's name is Tejveer Kumar of San Bernardino, California. They got him. So be careful out there, olds, and let's help protect our olds. Okay.
Yes,
it's no fun. That's your In the News for October 17, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. All right, we're going to goof off for a couple seggies. Then we're going to have Joey Harrington here. Then I also have a follow-up. You know, Dan Lanning was talking about that. Dan Lanning was talking about this yesterday. Ooh. Oh, God, nice throw. Who's in right field? Jesus. 2-1 Jays. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break. And we're going to come back. I do have a Dan Lanning follow-up. It's a music follow-up coming up as well. So stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Joey Harrington talking Indiana, Oregon, and Rutgers, Oregon. That's at 5:30 here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.